In this message, we will look at what is commonly termed the millennium reign of Christ. The millennium reign of Christ. Many people have written books on this subject. Sermons have been preached on this subject. DVD, CD recordings are all over the place with people's interpretation of what the first resurrection is all about. The first resurrection is actually the millennium reign of Christ. We're going to read this shortly in the Bible. But let us prepare ourselves for some shocks. If you are used to reading books, if you are used to listening to sermons, you might just prepare yourself to hear something that might be different today. When we preach what God has revealed to us. We preach what we have tasted of, what we have experienced. You see, we are sent out as witnesses to testify of what God has revealed to us. Our wisdom and our knowledge comes from above. It does not come from man. You see it? Hallelujah. So let us tune into the Spirit and receive from the Father of Lights as He gives us understanding today. Now, why people stumble when reading the book of Revelation is that they fail to realize that the book of Revelation is a symbolic book for Spirit-filled Christians. You see, Christians are persons who have the intelligence donated or given freely by the Spirit of God. You cannot possibly understand the book of Revelation if you are not operating by the Spirit of the Lord. If you operate by the natural mind of man, mortal man, you can never unlock the mysteries seen in the book of Revelation. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ had an encounter with Lazarus, and he told Lazarus plainly that I speak heavenly things and you do not understand. You see, rather, I speak earthly things, elementary things, and you don't understand. What if I begin to speak heavenly things to you? You see, when Jesus Christ talked about being born again, he was speaking in a spiritual tongue. But Lazarus, Nicodemus, tried to equate it with the natural, being a mortal man of the earth. Now we have many, many Nicodemuses dispersed all over the world. These are men that are esteemed by men, exalted by men. They are known as teachers of the word of God. You see, but most of them fail to sit down and listen to what the Spirit is saying. That's why they go into error. Hallelujah. Now, when the Spirit of the Lord reveals things to you, he doesn't reveal things to you for egoistic purposes. It's not a matter of I know. The Spirit of God reveals these things to us so that we can understand the truth and be saved by the truth. It is the knowledge of the truth that delivers us. See, it is the knowledge of the truth that causes us to enter in and enjoy what God has given us. Hallelujah. So let us go quickly to the book of Revelation. Let's not waste too much time. This is John the Apostle writing here. It says, I saw an angel come down from heaven having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand, and he lay hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that has a part in the first resurrection. On such the second death has no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Hallelujah. Now this is a glorious revelation that John had about what is interpreted as the millennium reign. 1,000-year reign for those who have obeyed the gospel. 1,000-year reign when Satan is no more. The devil is no more. The devil is chained up and cast into a bottomless pit. A bottomless pit is endless, continuous, meaning that the devil has no more hold over us. He's just no more. He does not exist anymore. He's infinitely separated from us. Hallelujah. So now let us understand that the millennium reign is a spiritual concept that has to do with those who discover themselves ruling and reigning in Christ. Hallelujah. This is an event that occurs on the inside of us. It's a spiritual event that occurs as we are shifted from the lower consciousness of mortal man unto that of the Son of God. Hallelujah. What people do not know is that Christ has come as the messenger of God or the angel of God. Now, if you read in Revelation chapter 20 verse 1, an angel came down from heaven with a chain and bound the devil. Hallelujah. An angel came down and with a chain to bind the devil. Hallelujah. Who is that angel? It's simply a messenger. If you look at the root word, the meaning of the angel is a messenger, a servant of God. See, Jesus Christ had another face apart from being the king. Apart from being the son, he was also a messenger, a servant of God, whose will was to do the will of the Father. His own mission on earth was to do the will of the Father and nothing more. He was a perfect servant. Hallelujah. And Christ has descended, the Son of God has descended with that chain in the hand to bind every work of the devil in our lives, to destroy every work of the devil in our life. Oh, hallelujah. So you see, the Bible says it clearly that he was revealed to destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. The work of the devil is simply to portray you as an adversary of God. The work of the devil is to shield you from your inseparability from the living God. The work of the devil is to veil you from the perfection in which you are created from the foundation of the world. He veils you from the love of God. He veils you from the knowledge of your oneness with God. That is the work of the devil. You see, it all that feeling that you've had that you are not worthy of the glory of God, all that feeling that you have that you are a common unworthy sinner, you see it, that has led you to being a tormented creature, a creature of fear, a creature, you know, worried about what he will eat, what he will wear, how he will survive, a creature who felt all alone, abandoned from God. See it, a creature who felt that God was your enemy and God was looking out to get you. You see it, he always felt that you couldn't please God. He always felt that you had a nature contrary to God. See it, it is your relation, your perception of God that affects your life. See, if you stand as an adversary of the living God, things will never work out for you in your life. You will never find happiness. See, your heart will be filled with sorrows. Amen. If you like, gather all the money in your account. Do all the religious works upon the earth. You will only discover that you are not fulfilled without the love of God. See it? Where does fear come about? Where does fear come from? Fear, torment, fear. Where does it come from? It's because people do not know the love of God. People have felt annihilated. They felt a bond, a wall of separation between them and God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And this is the deception of the devil. If you feel any of these things, you are only just being deceived by the devil. Hallelujah. It is the devil deceiving you. Hallelujah. Because when you are awakened, you will realize that you are one with God. God never left you. God never abandoned you. You see it? You were never a sinner. You see, but you are simply veiled. You are simply deceived by the devil. Hallelujah. What happened in the beginning? When Adam said he was naked, when Adam disobeyed God and received of the lie of the serpent, what did God tell him? Ask him. God asks, who deceived you? You see, Adam was deceived. You see it? Who told you you were naked? Who deceived you? See it? That nakedness is a sense of unworthiness before your loving Father. That sense of, you know, nakedness is a sense of, you know, it's a sin consciousness. It's a sense of, you know, being separate, different, contrary to what God is. And that was the beginning of Adam's problems. See it? Adam lost a knowledge of who he really was. He was deceived and started to walk in what we call a false identity. An identity that is, you know, separate from God, independent from God, far away from God. And that's where his problem started. See it? That's when you know, Adam started to think of bank accounts, think of how he will survive the next day. That's how Adam started to, you know, to fear for his tomorrow, what he will wear, the house he will stay in. You see it? He started to fear the things that we see all over the world today. Fear, all originated from the deception that God left you, that you are a sinner. The deception that we all inherited in Adam. Hallelujah. And you've been tormented day and night. We've lived in a realm of death where torment is the order of the day, where there is no peace of mind, because we are separated from God in our minds. Oh, hallelujah. You see it? But Christ Jesus has come with a chain in his hand, and he's saying, enough is enough. Christ Jesus has descended as the messenger of the Lord with a chain in the hand to bind the devil. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He binds the devil and he casts the devil into the bottomless pit, so that the devil is nowhere to be found in these 1,000 years, in this realm of rest that God is calling us into. Bear it in mind, 1,000 years is not a physical 1,000 years like people expect. See, there are many theories, you know, all over the place. Some people say, you know, the saints will be taken up in what we call a rapture. They will fly to the physical skies with wings to be with the Lord in the cloud for 1,000 years, reigning in heaven, while the devil and the Antichrist ravishes the earth. So all those are just theories of men who do not have a revelation of what Christ is all about. Oh, hallelujah. You see, that is the wisdom of man. You saw this wisdom operating in the religious leaders of old, the religious leaders who opposed Christ. They opposed Christ because they had another revelation of what Christ was all about. They never had a revelation of the true Christ. You see, their teachings pointed out to another type of Christ. They were expecting something else other than the manifestation of Christ that Jesus brought to the earth. Hallelujah. In likewise manner, many people to this day are still misinterpreting the glory, the appearing of Christ. They are still misinterpreting the promises of Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Bless God. So let us understand that the millennium is not 1,000 physical years. It has got nothing to do with it. You see it? These are spiritual numbers. It's an infinite number of years that you enter into. These years can never finish as long as you keep yourself in Christ. As long as you keep yourself in the knowledge of the truth, the years never pass away. A thousand years can be one day, and one day can be a thousand years. Oh, hallelujah. If you discover yourself in Christ, if you discover yourself reigning in Christ, you are already in the millennium, you're already in Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God. Let us get a better understanding of the chain that is in the hand of the messenger. There is a chain in the hand of the messenger. Hallelujah. And that chain is nothing other than the revelation of Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's none other than the unveiling of the truth that is locked up within you. Hallelujah. The devil has deceived you all along that you are a man of the dust, that you had a nature contrary to God. The devil had deceived you all along and caused you to feel unworthy of the glory of God. Hallelujah. Simply by veiling you, darkening your understanding so that you do not know your true substance. Oh, hallelujah. But the Son of God has descended to give us understanding. He has descended to give us knowledge of the truth. Hallelujah. Christ is that angel, that messenger descending with the chain. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, if you are in America, if you are in Canada, see it, in Europe, Australia, Africa, wherever you are, if you are hearing this message now, receive it through your spirit and let it be like a chain tying up the devil, binding the devil, so that he has no more power over you, so that he will destroy no longer, he will deceive you no longer. Oh, hallelujah. You see, when Jesus asked Peter, or rather, he asked the disciples, "Who do men say that I am? Who do men say that I am?" You know, the disciples, most of the disciples did not have the answer. Some said John the Baptist, some said Elijah, some said, you know, then they mentioned different names. See, you see it? The disciples themselves could not answer. Only Peter had the revelation. Peter said, "You are Christ, the Son of the living God." Oh, hallelujah. You are Christ, the Son of the living God. Let us quickly turn to the book of Matthew. This is a very important revelation here. Let us see how it relates to the chain in the hand of the messenger. Matthew chapter 16, verse 15. He said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed, you know, it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And I will give thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Oh, hallelujah. Who gave you that revelation? Where did you get that revelation from? It was from my Father. It was from the Father of lights. It was God saying, let there be light. Oh, hallelujah. The chain in the hand of the messenger is none other than that revelation from the Father. Because the servant, the angel of God, does the will of God, does the will of the Father. If you hear the angel speak, you hear the Father speak. And the angel of God brings that revelation unto you, saying that you are Christ, the Son of the living God. That you are that celestial being that was created in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. Oh, hallelujah. It brings a revelation to you on who you truly are, your true form, your true nature, your origin in God, your oneness with God. Oh, hallelujah. And that is what we give you the victory that you need. Hallelujah. That is what we bind Satan. Hallelujah. That we bind Satan, chain up Satan, and push back the gates of hell. Hallelujah. Your fears, your torment, your uncertainty, your sicknesses, your diseases, all these things simply originated from the fact that you lost a knowledge of your true, immortal, incorruptible self. You lost a knowledge of who you truly are from the foundation of the world. You lost a revelation of the fact that you are an offspring of the invisible Almighty God. Hallelujah. You lost that revelation. And the Spirit of God is speaking to you in this hour. Amen. Giving you that revelation, restoring that revelation back to you. Hallelujah. It is this revelation that will set you free. It is this revelation that will abolish all the lies, all the works of the devil in your life, so that the devil is no more. Amen. The devil is not some kind of creature with a tail and with a fork somewhere in the sky or somewhere below. The devil walks through your mind. It's the carnal mind. It's one with the carnal mind. It's the serpent of the dust. The carnal mind is one with the serpent. It's the serpent. It's an earthbound, you know, the natural earthbound instincts of man that seek to convince you that you are a mortal creature, that you are of this earth, that seeks to tie your origins to this material world, and, you know, breeds corruption in the process. Oh, hallelujah. Why are you jealous? Why are you feel of, you know, filled with lust? Why are you're filled with hate, anger, bitterness, gluttony? Why? It's simply because you have been tied to a false, corruptible, natural nature. The devil deceived you all along and caused you to live according to a consciousness that was of the dust, thinking that you are a material being, thinking that you are, you know, someone of this earth. But when you get the revelation that you have been from the foundation with the Father, when you get the revelation that you are an invisible, incorruptible being, that before matter came into being, you were there with the Father. Hallelujah. You will no more be a slave to corruption. You'll be loosened, hallelujah, from your, you know, the things that bind you to a corruptible nature. You'll be set free like a bird out of the snare of the fowler. Oh, hallelujah. So that is the revelation that comes, and that is what God is doing. Hallelujah. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 20, John says, the Son of God has come to give us understanding. See it? He has come to illuminate us, give us knowledge. See it? that we are in him. That is true, that we are in Christ. You see, that we are in the Son of God. See, we are in that perfect celestial being that has been from the foundation of the world. That is us, that is our image, that is where we originated from. We all originated from that body, that celestial body. Amen. Hallelujah. And this is the only true God and eternal life. That is the embodiment of God. Hallelujah. What Paul, John was simply saying, that we are all part of the Godhead. We are one with God the Father. Amen. We have always been in that Godhead, but we were veiled, we were deceived, and we lost this knowledge. See, and that is why we've gone through so much suffering and so much torment and so much pain. Oh, hallelujah. But if you can hear the voice of the Father today, it will act like that chain to bind Satan. Hallelujah. Amen. The Father wants to crush Satan under your feet. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why when Paul was writing to the Romans, you see this in Romans chapter 16, verse 20, it says, "And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly." Hallelujah. The God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet. That's the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ shall bruise Satan under your feet. This is his intention. He does this by telling you the truth. Amen. Destroying the lie of the devil. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. So that when he's finally bound, when you finally come to the place, every shadow of doubt that you are Christ's will be no more. See it? That deceit that you are something other than what Christ is, will no more be there. The devil can no longer deceive you. That's why Jesus says, "In that day, you shall know that you are in me, and I in you, and I am in the Father." You see it? In that day, in the day that you have fully awoken, in the day that Satan has been bruised under your feet, in the day that the serpent, the old dragon, the devil, and all that have been bound and cast into the bottomless pit, then you will know of a truth that you are the Son of God, ruling and reigning in Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Now, let us understand that there is a period of waiting at times. This is to encourage some of us who have diverse problems. It could be in our personal lives. See it? There is a period where you might have to wait. See it? There's a period to sow, and there's a period to reap. See it? It doesn't just necessarily mean that if you hear this message that you'll be healed overnight, or you'll be healed the same day. See, some people get the full deliverance, the total deliverance, in 1 year. Some people get their total deliverance in 5 years, some 10 years, some 20 years. Do you hear me? But there must be continuity. If you go down to verse 4, "And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of those that were beheaded for the witness of Christ, of Jesus, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, nor his image, neither had received this mark upon their foreheads or their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Now, these are a category of people that are going to sit down on thrones to rule and reign in Christ. We're not talking about physical thrones here, no. We're talking of those who will rediscover the power and the glory and the authority that God designed for us from the foundation of the world. Do you realize that you are born to rule? Do you realize that you are born to reign? You are kings. This is your birthright. Now, if you look in Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says God, you know, created man in his image and said, let him have what? Dominion over everything upon the earth. Let him rule. Let him be like us in our image. Oh, hallelujah. So you can see that that image in the likeness of God and in the likeness of the of in the image and in the likeness of God is no other than Christ. Christ is the image of the invisible God. Paul writes this in his messages, that Christ is the image of the invisible God. Oh, hallelujah. So if we are that man that was created in the beginning, if in reality we are in him that is true, if in reality that we are in the creation of God, the beginning of God's creation, which is that perfect image of God, that celestial being which we call Christ, if really we are part of that body from the foundation of the world, we are born to rule. We are born to reign with Christ. All authority in heaven and on earth is at our disposal. This is our birthright. Now, some of these things might sound strange to you, but everything that is created, both visible and invisible, was created by that man in the beginning, which is Christ. And we all were in that body, meaning that we are co-creators of the universe. See, but some of us are falling so low that we are forgetting these truths. We have descended so low into becoming human mortal beings that we have forgotten this reality. We become creatures of fear, of torment, faithless things. Hallelujah. God wants to bring us back there, restore us back to the authority that we lost in the beginning. Restore dominion to us. Hallelujah. You see it? And these are the people that, you know, John saw in the book of Revelation chapter 20, who were, you know, seated upon thrones, ruling and reigning with Christ. Hallelujah. These ones have been beheaded for the testimony of Jesus. Hallelujah. They were beheaded for the testimony of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. These are the ones that have the right to sit upon the throne of God. See, they reject the mark of the beast and the image of the beast and all that. Hallelujah. What does it mean to lose your head for the testimony of Jesus? To lose your head for the testimony of Jesus. It's not talking about, you know, being beheaded physically, like many of the saints were in the early days, or the holy prophets, or the holy men of old. You know, to be, you know, beheading was a common practice in those days. I'm talking of physical beheading. What does it mean to be beheaded? See, out of the head comes forth the knowledge that directs the body. Hallelujah. There are two types of head. Either you have the natural head working for you, or the spiritual head. Hallelujah. The natural head, which is the head of a man, is none other than the carnal mind. It's none other than that entity that I told you is one with the serpent. Hallelujah. But if we can begin to sow to the spirit by rejecting, by losing our natural minds and receiving the mind of Christ, hallelujah, we shall find entrance into the place of life. all we need to do is to become true witnesses, speaking the truth as it is revealed to us by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Now the Spirit of God testifies about Christ. All the Spirit of does, the Spirit of God does is to unveil the personality inside of you, the inner man, the Spirit of God, hallelujah, which actually knows the depths of God, the mind of God, reveals Christ in you. It reveals you, your true person, who you truly are, your true identity. Hallelujah. Now, if you lose your head, it's simply talking about losing your carnal, natural mind. Losing the wisdom of this world, losing the wisdom of man, and putting on the Christ, the head, holding on to the head, which is Christ. See, if you receive Christ as your, you know, your Savior, and you truly want to follow the Lord wherever he goes, if you want to follow him in the regeneration unto glory, you must lose your head. You must lose your mind. You must lose everything that has got to do with your carnal thinking. You have to let go and let Christ take over your mind. Hallelujah. So that it's no longer you but Christ. See, this is the beheading. This is something that we have to do voluntarily. We have to let go of our life, so that it's now Christ that lives in us. We now begin to walk after the Spirit. See after the Spirit. Perceive the creation after the Spirit. And let go of that which is a lie. Hallelujah. Now the beast, the image of the beast, the mark of the beast and all that, is simply that which Adam inherited when he transgressed. If you look properly at Genesis chapter 2 and chapter 3, you will see that the serpent was described as the most cunning of all the beasts. The serpent was described as the most cunning of all the beasts. So in reality, when Adam transgressed by receiving from the serpent, what he was just simply doing was receiving the mark of the beast. He joined himself to the beast. And you know, the mind, the mark of the beast, 666 on the mind, simply talks of the imprint of carnality. See it, Adam became an earthly creature. He became a mortal creature of the dust. He lost his celestial state. He lost his celestial consciousness. And started to operate with a natural kind of mind. Started to operate out of the wisdom of this world. So he loses everything, all knowledge about himself and about God's kingdom, through that, you know, marking, through that communion he had with Satan. So you can see that all men have the mark of the beast. All mortal men. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. You see it, it's not a physical mark. See, I've seen films where they try to portray the mark of the beast as some kind of physical mark that people will have to wear in future. See, but all that is a lie. Hallelujah. It's either you worship Christ in you, either you recognize your celestial image in the form of God, hallelujah, and keep it to the glory of God, or you conform yourself, you know, to the image of that of the dust, hallelujah, and that is the most abominable of all images, hallelujah. If you begin to get a revelation of who you are, you begin to get a revelation of your celestial state, you begin to get a revelation of your oneness with God, you are advised to loosen yourself from the lie of your human existence, losing yourself from the ties in this outer temporary world, and begin to unite once more with the truth. Hallelujah. So those who are worthy to rule and reign with Christ are those who will lose their heads. They have to, you have to lose your life in this world to gain Christ. Hallelujah. If any man that cannot, you know, lose his life is not worthy of the Son of God. You must let go of your humanity. Let go of everything that ties you to the lie. And begin to live in relation to the truth. Walk in relation to the truth. Hallelujah. These are the people that will rule and reign in Christ. Hallelujah. Ruling and reigning in Christ is talking about, you know, coming to the place of absolute dominion, where all authority in heaven and on earth is at your disposal. Very few people get to this place. You see, it is a handful. I'm talking of people in the flesh. Very few people are able to comprehend this mystery and to enter into it. Hallelujah. Many people tread the path that leads to destruction. Hallelujah. Very few people come to this place in the days of their flesh. And these are the ones who are to manifest the mystery of godliness to all nations. These are the ones who are to become the saviors of the world. Hallelujah. They shall be like the Joseph. You know, Joseph was separated from his brethren. See, he was hated by his brethren, but at the end of the day, they all had to look up to him for salvation. Hallelujah. Ruling and reigning in Christ is not just abusing power. It's not about becoming a dictator. Hallelujah. It's also about saving men. Hallelujah. You know, snatching men out of the jaws of the devil. Hallelujah. Destroying the chains that have held men for generations. Opening the prison doors. Hallelujah. And manifesting the love of God to men. Oh, hallelujah. But we have to follow Christ in the regeneration. We have to go through the sufferings of Christ. We have to go through, be partakers in his suffering, so that we can be partakers also in the glory that is to be revealed in us. Hallelujah. If you go to the 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 11. It is a faithful saying. For if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. Hallelujah. If we deny him, he also will deny us. Now, what is Paul talking about here? He says, if we die with him, we shall also live with him. See, we have to lose our heads. Hallelujah. Jesus as a human being had to also lose his life as a man. He lost his identity as an Hebrew. He lost his identity as a man born of a woman. Hallelujah. He had to lose his place in this world to reign in that glory of Christ. In likewise manner, we must die the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We must crucify ourselves daily by the word of truth. Let go of the falsehood of our humanity. Let go of the things that tie us to the earth and be united to our true celestial form. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. He says, you see, if we suffer with him, we shall also suffer. What do we suffer? What do you suffer when you want to walk this path? Hallelujah. If you have this revelation of your celestial state, if you have this revelation of your glory in the Godhead, if you have this revelation of your true self in the Son of God, you can only become an object of ridicule among men. Men who do not have this revelation you have. You become an object of ridicule and an object of concern for your religious leaders. See, for your brethren in the religious systems, from your family members. You see, because all they can see is you as a human being. And you dare try to make yourself equal to God? You dare try to, walk in a way that no other man has walked? You see, so you suffer these persecutions, contradictions. You see it? These are some of the sufferings of Christ that we all have to be partakers of. You'll be mocked at. You'll be laughed at, ridiculed, rejected, ignored. You see it? But it will only be for a season. See, because after the suffering, there is a moment of glory. There is the day where people shall see you in the glory of the Father, walking upon the earth. They shall see you ruling and reigning in the perfection and in the peace. And in faith, unfeigned faith, unlimited faith towards the Father, that they shall marvel. They shall see you walk in the perfection and in the beauty of God, in the love of God, manifesting the fruits of the Spirit. You that were, that were once stumbling daily, that were plagued with troubles, with problems of humanity, will suddenly walk in the perfection of God. And they shall marvel. See it? If you suffer with Christ, you shall also reign with Him. If you suffer, you shall also reign with Him. If you die the death of our Lord Jesus, you shall also live in Him. You shall also arise and live in Christ. Oh, hallelujah. This is the promise. So let us stir up ourselves daily. Let go of all. This is the only gift of God towards mankind. That is the revelation of your true form in God. Hallelujah. This is the gift of God to mankind. There is no other gift. And this is something that is to be realized in you today, now. Not when you die. It's not something in the future, an event that will occur in the future. These things are things that are spiritually discerned. They occur within you. And this is occur from generation to generation. This is your generation. This is your time. If you hear this message, hearken to it. Hallelujah. Hearken to it. Conform yourself to the image of the Son. Walk in the revelation of the truth. And in due season, you shall rule and reign in Christ. You shall enter into the millennium reign, ruling and reigning. Hallelujah. Becoming a life giver. Hallelujah. Drawing men out of the pit of destruction. Hallelujah. This is the work of God, to deliver us from the power of the devil. Amen. The millennium also can also be called the first resurrection. See, the resurrection is simply an awakening. The resurrection from the dead is not an event that occurs sometime in the future when people die and come out of their graves. Physical graves, no. Of course, yes, spiritually speaking, people are in graves. You see, the graveyard actually is the human consciousness. See it? When Adam sinned, he died. He was buried. See it? He was buried in his humanity. He was buried, you know, in his consciousness, so that he started to live as a human being of the dust, thinking that he was of the dust. He lost all knowledge of his true self in God. He lost all knowledge of his glories of authority in God. He lost all knowledge of his form in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. He died. See, he died, and you know, all along he had been living a nightmare, thinking that he was something other than God, a creature separate from God, independent of God. And he had suffered as a result. Hallelujah. But he received the revelation of God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank God for the revelation that is coming from Christ, so that we can awaken from the dead. We can awaken from the, you know, the death of Adam, and live a new life in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We can awaken from the dead by applying the truth to our lives, hearing the word of truth, receiving the revelation of the truth as it is in the heart of the Father. Hallelujah. When we receive the truth by hearing the voice of God, and we reject the lie by rejecting the mark of the beast, rejecting the mind of the devil. Hallelujah. Rejecting all the imprints of carnality. Rejecting all that ties us to this material world, and beginning a walk by faith in relation to the invisible. Hallelujah. Then we will discover ourselves ruling in Christ. Hallelujah. Then we will discover ourselves in the millennium rule, millennial reign, reigning and ruling in Christ, in the perfection of Christ, displaying the beauty of God to all men. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible now says, blessed and holy is he that has the part in the first resurrection. Hallelujah. On such, the second death has no power. We'll dedicate another message to the second death. Oh, hallelujah. But let us understand that this is what God wants each and every one of us to partake of. Hallelujah. The psalmist says, God raises up the poor, the needy from the dunghill, and sets them on thrones with kings. Hallelujah. This is what God is doing to us today. Hallelujah. He's raising us out of the dunghill. He's raising us out of the dust of human living, from the realm of corruptibility. Hallelujah. From the realm of hopelessness. And he's causing us to raise us, you know, to rise and to sit upon the throne of the Son of God. This is the work of God. That is why we have the resurrection from the dead. God is calling us, raising us up by the same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Hallelujah. We're not talking of a death, you know, that physical raising up from the graveyard. No. Raising up from our human consciousness. Hallelujah. Our problem lies in our humanity. It lies in the false identity we bore. It lies in that independent self. Hallelujah. Once we rediscover ourselves in Christ, in that holy, incorruptible Son of God, we rule over all things. And this is something that is to be revealed in us today. Stir up yourselves, brethren. Hallelujah. Amen. Just look at the prayers of Paul in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15. Just meditate on the prayers of Paul, so that you have a clearer understanding of what that resurrection is all about. That millennium rule, that millennium reign, where we rule and reign with Christ. He says, First Ephesians chapter 1 verse 15, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his powers towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Jesus when he raised him from the dead and set him at his right hand in heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come. Are you listening to these powerful words of Paul? He prays here that God will give us understanding. It's the spirit of wisdom and revelation. And so that we can comprehend this work of grace that God is doing in our life. So that we can comprehend this mystery of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. And so that we can understand also this power, the power of God that is working in us to raise us up from the deadness of our human states, so that we can be seated in heavenly places with Christ. Hallelujah. It is that same power that is working in us. So that God wants to exalt us above all the realms of power. He wants to exalt us over all principalities and power. Hallelujah. Over every power of the devil. Far, far above. Where we can sit and rule over all. Amen. This is something for the present. You just look at Ephesians chapter 2. From verse 1. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1. And you has he quickened, who we are dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that walketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in the past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desire of the flesh and of the mind, and we are by nature children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherein he has loved us, even when we are dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace are we saved, and has raised us up together and made us to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Jesus Christ, through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you listening to these words of Paul? We were dead in our sins and trespasses. That is the Adamic consciousness. When we lived according to the course of this world, in the lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. When we lived as human beings, we were dead, not knowing who we are. So, but the Lord is rich in mercy and is raising us up today. Hallelujah. Some people have experienced this revelation. Some people have experienced this resurrection. Some people are still experiencing it. Some will still experience it. Hallelujah. All we just need to do is to begin to listen to the voice of truth. Let the revelation sink in. Hallelujah. Ask the Father of lights to give you wisdom in the knowledge of who you are. Hallelujah. Amen. And he will raise you up in Christ Jesus. He will raise you up out of your human identity. And you will discover yourself in Christ Jesus, ruling and reigning. Hallelujah. In heavenly places in Christ Jesus, above all principalities and powers. Hallelujah. In that day, there is nothing like death. Nothing like fear. Nothing like a sense of lack. Hallelujah. Nothing like a sense of, you know, sin consciousness and all that. All those things are abolished totally. You will walk in the perfection of God. Hallelujah. This is what God wants to reveal to the world. Hallelujah. This is the hope of your calling, to be found in Christ. If you are found in Christ, you rule and reign in Christ. You are in the millennium. Hallelujah. And the millennium never ends as long as you keep yourself in the knowledge of the truth. Amen. As long as you keep yourself in the truth, the devil cannot touch you. He cannot deceive you no more. Hallelujah. So if you hear the truth, keep yourself in the truth. Continue in the truth and you shall rule and you shall reign in Christ. In due season, you shall discover yourself living in pleasures, in peace. Hallelujah. Fulfilling all that God intended for you in the from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. This is something for now. Amen. This is the hope of our calling, to be found in Christ, to rediscover ourselves in that original image we had in the beginning, when God said, let them have dominion over all. No more being slaves to the creation, but you become rulers in Christ. This is God's wish for us. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us reject everything concerning the lie. Reject the teachings of this age. Reject the mark of carnality, which is the mark of the beast. And hang on to the truth. Speak the truth one to another, according to the revelation of Christ that is being revealed today. In due season, you shall be exalted. Hallelujah. The millennium is for now. It's something that you experience within you. Hallelujah. The millennium is a spiritual phenomenon. Hallelujah. That occurs as God raises you up from the deadness of your human existence. Hallelujah. And causes you to be seated in Christ Jesus, ruling and reigning, as it was from the foundation of the world. Amen.